Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there lived a mother pig and her three sons. They lived happily in a cosy cottage in the middle of the forest. One day, the mother pig told her sons that it was time they went out into the world to earn their fortune. She kissed them goodbye, and the three little pigs set off in three different directions, each one of them carrying a bundle of his belongings on his back. The first little pig had not gone far before he came across a man carrying a bundle of straw. "Please, would you give me that straw so that I could build a house?" asked the little pig. The man, who was very generous, gave him the bundle of straw, and soon the little pig had built a pretty little house with it. Not long after the house was finished, a wolf came along, knocked at the door and said, "Little pig, little pig, let me come in." But the little pig laughed and answered, "No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin." So the wolf shouted, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." So he huffed and he puffed, and the little straw house immediately came tumbling down. The wolf quickly ate the little pig all up. The second little pig came across a man carrying a bundle of sticks. "Please, could I have those sticks to build myself a house?" asked the little pig. The man agreed, and the second little pig set to work and had soon built himself a cozy little house of sticks. The wolf came along and said, "Little pig, little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin," answered the second little pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," said the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and at last he blew the house down and gobbled the little pig up. The third little pig met a man carrying a load of bricks, and he asked, "Please, would you give me those bricks so that I may build myself a house?" So the man gave him the bricks, and the little pig built himself a nice, strong little house. Not long after it was finished, the wolf appeared at the door and said, "Little pig, little pig, let me in." But the little pig answered,
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"In that case," said the wolf, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." Well, he huffed and he puffed, and he puffed and he huffed, and he huffed and he puffed, but he could not get the house down. At last he ran out of breath, so he sat down outside the little pig's house and thought for a while. After a while he called out, "Little pig, I know where there's a nice field full of turnips."
"Where?"
asked the little pig. "Behind the farmer's house, two fields away. Be ready in the morning and we will go there together and get ourselves some nice breakfast."
"Very well," said the little pig. "What time shall we go?"
6 o'clock, replied the wolf. Well, the little pig was clever, so he got up at 5 o'clock and scurried to the field, bringing home a fine load of turnips. At 6 o'clock, the wolf came to the little pig's house and said, "Little pig, are you ready to go?"
"Ready?" cried the little pig. "Why, I've already been to the field and come back a long time ago. I am busy boiling a potful of turnips for my breakfast."
The wolf was very angry indeed, but he made up his mind to catch the little pig somehow or other. So he told him that he knew where there was a nice apple tree.
"Where?"
said the little pig.
"Round the hill in the farmer's orchard," said the wolf. "I'll come for you tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, and we'll go there together and pick some juicy apples." So the next morning, the little pig got up at 4 o'clock and was off and away long before the wolf came. But the orchard was a long way away, and it was not easy for the little pig to climb the tree and pick apples. So the little pig was still filling his sack when he saw the wolf coming towards him. He was shaking with fright, but tried to be as brave as possible. So when the wolf said, "Little pig, what are you doing here already? Are the apples nice?" The little pig replied at once, "Yes, they're delicious. I will throw down one for you to taste." He picked up an apple and threw it so far that whilst the wolf was running to catch it, he had time to jump down and scurry away home. The next day, the wolf called again and told the little pig that there was going to be a fair in the town that afternoon, and asked him if he would go with him. "Oh, yes," said the pig, "I would love to. What time shall we go?" "At 4:30, said the wolf. So the next day, the little pig set off for the fair much earlier than the time he had agreed with the wolf. He had a wonderful time and was just getting ready to leave when he saw the wolf coming. He did not know what to do, so he crept into a nearby barrel. The barrel tipped up and began to roll. It rolled down the hill over and over with the little pig squeaking inside. It rolled so fast that it knocked the wolf flat over. Once the barrel came to a stop at the bottom of the hill, the little pig was able to crawl out and run the rest of the way home. The wolf was so angry that he went over to the little pig's house. "Little pig," he shouted angrily, "I'm going to climb down your chimney and nothing will stop me from eating you up." But the little pig was very clever. He went over to the fireplace and put a pot of water on to boil. The wolf came down the chimney and fell straight into the pot of boiling water. That was the end of the big bad wolf. As for the little pig, he lived happily ever after in his little brick house and was never troubled by a wolf again.